And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 21st of July. There is a warning of gales in southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High 250 miles west of South Rockall, 1037 slow moving, intensifying 1039 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in southwest Viking, becoming variable 2 or 3 for a time in North Utsira. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in southeast, perhaps gale 8 later in far southeast. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Forties, Cromarty, northwest 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Fourth, Tyne, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Dogger, north or northwest 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in northeast, perhaps gale 8 later in northeast. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. German Bight, Humber, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 later in West Humber. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Thames, Dover, northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 later except in northeast Thames, mainly fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth, northeast or variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Biscay, northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Trafalgar, mainly northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, but variable 3 or less in northeast. Thundery showers in northwest. Good, occasionally moderate in northwest. Fitzroy, mainly northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 near northwestern Spain, but variable 2 to 4 in far southeast. Thundery showers in south. Good, occasionally moderate in south. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, north or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 at times in Fastnet. Fair, good. Irish Sea, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north. Fair, good. Shannon, north or northeast 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast Malin. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides, northwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, westerly or northwesterly, mainly 4 to 6, but 3 or 4 at first in southeast Fair Isle, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, westerly, mainly 4 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 at first in west and becoming variable 2 to 4 in north. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, north by west 4, 19 miles, 1031, rising slowly. Stornoway, northwest 3, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 1031, rising slowly. Lerwick, west 3, 8 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Wick automatic, northwest by west 4, drizzle, 1 mile, 1029, rising slowly. Aberdeen, north 2, 19 miles, 1029, now falling. Lookers, southeast 2, 19 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Bulmer, west by north 1, 14 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Bridlington, north 2, 1028, rising slowly. Sindeti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 4, 11 miles, 1027. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 3, 11 miles, 1027. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest by west 1, 1027, rising slowly. Jersey, northeast by east 3, 14 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north by west, north 2, 1027. Scilly Automatic, north northeast 3, 7 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Milford Haven, north northeast 3, 27 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Aberporth, north by west 3, 22 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Valley, north northeast 1, 16 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west by north 3, mist 4 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Valentia, east 2, 22 miles, 1031, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north northwest 4, 16 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Malin Head, north by west 4, 19 miles, 1032, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, northwest 3, 15 miles, 1030, rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday, the 20th of July. The general situation: high pressure centred over the North Atlantic will continue to bring a generally north to northwesterly flow and largely settled weather. However, there will be strong winds and drizzle at times across some northern waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5. Occasionally 3 at first, increasing 6 at times later in north. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4. Becoming northwesterly 4 or 5 in far north. Drizzle at times, mainly in north. Good, occasionally poor in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable becoming southeasterly later, 3 or less. Occasionally 4 later in north. Mainly fair. Good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North veering northeast 3 or 4. Becoming variable 3 or less later. Mainly fair. Good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4. Becoming variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair. Good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4 until later in east, and southwesterly 3 or 4 later in west. Otherwise, variable 3 or less. Mainly fair. Good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 2 to 4. Fair. Good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northerly or northeasterly, 3 or 4 in west, but in east, variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times. Fair. Good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5 in west, but variable 2 to 4 in east. Fair. Good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5. Occasionally variable 2 at first in Cardigan Bay and to the east of Anglesey. Fair. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4 in Morecambe Bay and Solway Firth, but elsewhere westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 later in northwest. Fair. Good. Isle of Man, northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first and 6 later. Fair. Good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in North Channel, becoming variable 2 at times later in far south. drizzle at times in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 at first except in North Channel, increasing 6 at times later in North Channel. Mainly fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 at first in east. Mainly fair, then drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. And the Shetland Isles, west 3 or 4, veering northwest 4 to 6, drizzle at times, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from us here on Radio 4 tonight. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House wishing you a very quiet and peaceful night. Good night.
BBC World Service, it's midnight, GMT. This is Oliver Conway with the newsroom. Andy Burnham becomes Britain's seventh Prime Minister in a decade. What are the global challenges he'll face? Iran is sure to be one of them, but as the US military launches new attacks, the Houthis in Yemen are threatening to close another key waterway.
They were able to completely hold global shipping to ransom beforehand. So without any formalised forces in terms of the Navy and Air Force, they still have a huge amount of power.
Also today, Italy's growing problem with childhood obesity.
I can't even sign him up for the gym because he's so obese. They don't want to take on the responsibility. He weighs too much.
And later. Huge crowds in Spain welcome home their World Cup winners, while the losers, Argentina, face an investigation. First, our top stories.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. The US military says it's launched another wave of attacks on Iran hours after President Trump said the Iranians would pay many times over for every American soldier killed. It said the strikes were designed to punish the Revolutionary Guard for attacking US forces in Jordan. James Reid reports.
The United States has now attacked Iran for 10 consecutive nights. But neither the bombing nor President Trump's threats have broken Iran's chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. The Iranians have continued to hit back across the region, with Jordan, Bahrain and Kuwait all reporting attacks on Monday. And Iran's Houthi allies in Yemen have announced a maritime embargo of Saudi Arabia at the entrance to the Red Sea, adding to pressure on global energy supplies. The Saudis have said they'll respond firmly to any move to disrupt shipping.
A Russian warship has carried out a live artillery exercise 40 nautical miles off the coast of southwest